You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
All right, welcome back to the Wake Up Tucson show, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. Remember, if you miss anything on this show, KVOI.com, hit the podcast page, and, you can hear any of the past interviews or junk that fell out of my mouth over the last so many days. And, of course, the Tucson History Podcast that includes all the good stuff that Greg's done, including the short history of Ed Alexander. And we're going to start adding some of these Tucson radio, history of Tucson radio. So next week is Ed Alexander has booked Alan Michaels, and they're going to be talking about the history of their chunk of history radio together, where, again, Chris gets to sound like a prepubescent boy next to two deep voices.
Two legends.
Absolutely. I mean,
seriously, you've got two of the best in radio and the best in the business coming on the radio to talk about what they've done for the last 50 years.
And literally, I when their voices, I always feel like my voice is, "Hi, welcome to the Wake Up Tucson show." I'm getting through puberty soon, as we like to say. So, Sean McCluskey, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Not too bad. Ring Con Ventures, RVRTO, for the finest in real estate services and probably the best guy doing rental homes south of the Gila. Well, maybe the entire state.
Hey, I like it.
So,
right now we're doing tree removal.
Yeah, I bet.
It's ridiculous. I bet. We got pounded last night.
And good morning on a Food Friday to one of our favorite smokers of anything in the meat world. It's David Martin from Boulevard Barbecue. Hello, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. You got out late out of the restaurant. You had to ride the storm and then show up at a god-awful time to do a radio show. We appreciate you being here.
It's easily worth it.
So talk about, for the noobs out there who, just moved here from usually California, tell us about Boulevard Barbecue. Where are you at, and what does Dave do in relation to strategies of smoking meats?
Okay, quick rundown. Is used to have Red Desert Barbecue, joined up with Serial Grillers to open Boulevard Barbecue at 5737 East Speedway, which is two blocks east of Craycroft. We have like 26 beers on tap. So taking my history from being a Le Cordon Bleu chef and doing barbecue for 20 plus years as a hobby, about eight years professionally. We decided that we would kind of combine Serial Grillers and Boulevard to give you not just traditional barbecue, but a little different barbecue, what we like to call Tucson or Southwestern barbecue. So we combined some of the crazy things that Serial Grillers does with sandwiches with some traditional barbecue, brisket, pulled pork, chicken, and it's working out pretty good.
You just brought us some brisket sandwiches this morning.
Yes.
Pretty amazing.
That's a brisket. That's our brisket horseradish sandwich. It's our best seller when it comes to sandwiches. You have a brioche bun that's toasted, some horseradish cream sauce that we make in-house, our smoked brisket, a poblano chili, which we roast in-house, caramelized onions, some jalapeno bacon. It is, the combination of the horseradish cream sauce and the brisket reminds me of prime rib.
Perfect.
It's a match made in heaven.
No, oh, it's...
And your brisket over here is literally... pull apart. I mean, it just falls apart. It's awesome.
Thank you.
It's still got juice to it.
Yeah, that's the whole point. That's the trick. That's the secret to barbecue is being able to smoke meats for a very long time and still have moisture with it.
Dave's stuff is so good that people literally take out, basically rip out the back of his restaurant, cut through fences and smokers, and steal your brisket.
Yes, unfortunately, not once, but a couple times that's happened.
It was twice at Red Desert?
Once at Red Desert where they stole the food.
Once they stole the Big Blue.
Yeah, they stole one of my first expensive smoker. That was my personal one that I brought there. They stole that. Then they stole four prime briskets out of the smoker. And then this time, they did it there at Boulevard. They got four briskets and four butts. So it gave us a day
I'm only
off.
Laughing because I'll be crying, but it's just the idea that yeah. after it's happened to you over on where you were in Prince, Fairview,
yeah.
and then you go over here.
Speedway and Craycroft, and you're still getting...
Maybe it's the same person following me. I don't know.
Hey, they know you got good quality stuff.
Yeah.
Now tell us about the chili. How often are you doing the chili?
The chili we wind up making about every 7 or 8 days. We have... it's a secret of mine. The recipe's only on my phone. I came up with that recipe about 8 years ago, just trying to do something different with chili, and it's a big hit. So we sell it by the gallon. We sell it by the 16-ounce, you know, the pint, and it's a big hit.
Really, I know it's a little too hot for folks right now to have chili, but this is a chili like you've never had before. It's almost like a baked bean barbecue chili, and it's got chunks of brisket in it, so... I highly recommend you go get it.
Yeah, it has like, I think one batch I put anywhere from 10 to 11 pounds of brisket in there.
I bought a couple of pints, about 6-7 weeks ago, and talking home. And then literally, my wife made a homemade cornbread, and yeah. we were there.
Yeah, and that's why I tell people when they get chili, after they've tasted it, like, this is amazing. I said, well, get the hush puppies that are the cornbread, the jalapeno cheddar hush puppies. Put a little of that chili over it, and it's
a whole new meal. Yeah. That with some cheese over the top, oh my God, I'm in heaven. Now, you've got a hot sauce that is, bar none, probably one of the hottest in all of town, and it's got depth of flavor. It's just not burn your face off. It actually has some nice notes to it. So, and you make that yourself, right?
Yeah, all of our all of our sauces are made in-house. We have a hot barbecue sauce that, has habaneros in it. Then we take that hot sauce and we make Carolina Reaper sauce, which
Yikes.
Actually yeah, has, we take a cup of that hot sauce, which is already elevated quite a bit, and we add one Carolina Reaper per cup, reconstitute it, blend it to make the Reaper sauce. I don't go above anything that is the Chipotle Buffalo and above. It's just too hot for me.
It's so good, though.
Yeah.
The Reaper sauce is so good. You don't need a lot. A little dab will do you.
Yep.
But I like it on my french fries.
Nice.
I love it. It's just got enough kick to it. And then if you put it on the brisket, wow. Oh, my God. Yeah.
And there's the white barbecue sauce. What is the white barbecue sauce?
Okay, the white barbecue sauce is a mayonnaise-based horseradish. It has a little bit of horseradish in there, some vinegar, some cayenne, and a lot of other seasonings that we can't give out, but that's all made in-house too, and that one's very popular. It goes great with chicken.
No, I love the white barbecue sauce. So let's go to a call, and then we'll go to break, and then Dave's doing a Flying Aprons cooking class we're going to talk about before we let him go. 790-2040. John, you're on with Sean at McCluskey, me, and Dave from Boulevard. What's up?
Well, good morning. I'd like to let Dave know, if he hasn't been back through the old neighborhood like that, that finally the city got around to helping out with the security at his old location. They've now locked the alleyway, so you can't get through on that.
I actually saw that, yeah, the wrought iron put up there. That's awesome.
Yeah, like that's going to slow anybody down when you got a product like what you're selling. But I want to know, since we're leaving Tucson and heading for the beautiful region known as Eastern Tennessee, is there a way that we can have you ship out some of your sauces and such like that so we can actually – hopefully instruct people there what real barbecue is and not just, throwing vinegar on it.
Well, unfortunately, the health department has a lot of restrictions and variances yeah. that we have to meet in order to ship anything, to jar or bottle anything, or to vacuum seal anything. So we haven't quite reached that point yet, perhaps in the future, but I think if you message me, I might be able to ship something from my house.
I was going to say, can you vacuum seal it and freeze it, and does it still hold? I mean, I've never done it with barbecue.
Yeah, that's the real question about that long-distance flavor preservation.
Yeah, I haven't really vacuum sealed any of my meats before. Mm-hmm. I checked into it, and when I saw the 9-page thing you had to fill out and the hazmat reports and everything in order to do that, I just turned away from it. But I'm sure we could work something out where I do it outside the restaurant. My own personal stuff.
I hear a wink, wink, nudge, nudge coming along here, so we'll say no more right now, but we'll be in touch then.
All right.
Awesome.
Good deal. John, have a good weekend, buddy.
You bet. You too. Thank you.
That's John, our public works director for Pliskin Acres. So
he needs to start packing. Got a lot of stuff in that house.
7:17 in the morning. McCluskey, DeSimone, Dave Martin Boulevard Barbecue. Val Romero is joining us at the bottom of the hour to talk about his run for council. And then it's Freeform, DeSimone, and McCluskey in the third hour, which means Patty will get 7 emails before she gets 7? To the office. Wake up, Tucson, 10:30 The Voice. All right. New Riders of the Purple Sage on an N kind of Friday. You're on the Wake Up Tucson show, trying to share the love of good food in this area for over a decade of doing Food Fridays. Probably 11 to 12 years we've been doing Food Fridays. So a guy who's just as huge in this as I am is Sean McCluskey, Rincon Ventures.
How we doing?
Good morning and welcome back. And then we have Dave Martin, Boulevard Barbecue.
Good morning, Tucson Wakeys.
You are going to, so Wednesday through Sunday is the hours?
Yes, we're going to be starting Wednesday through Sunday from 11 to 8 p.m.
Okay.
11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Starting Monday. We're going to go down to 5 days a week. Summertime, snowbird's gone, students gone. We're just going to kind of take it a little easy during the summertime until late in the year when we can go back to normal hours again.
All right. They're on the north side of Speedway, 2 blocks east of Craycroft. So you have been corralled into a cooking class with our friend Michelle from Flying Aprons.
That is correct.
That's awesome. Well, it's my fault.
Okay. God, blame somebody. Blame yourself.
It is. We were talking, and because we're working on a, we're working with Visit Tucson with Felipe. We're going to do a big August 27th Mexican food tour.
Ooh.
All right. And it'll be limited.
When?
To August 27th.
Man, Friday. I can't go.
Going to Vegas?
No, I'll be in a cast or a walking boot. We'll talk more about that later.
All right. We'll just roll you around and throw food in your mouth, too. We could do that, too.
I got a new scooter.
So, anyway, that's a save the date kind of thing. It'll start at 5 o'clock on the 27th. So, you're August 30th?
Correct. August 30th. I believe it's a Monday.
Yep. FlyingApronsTucson.com is where you want to go to find out. Go to the calendar, hit that date, and you can book it. And you're going to be up at Urban Grove on Orange Grove and Oracle.
Correct.
Which is a very cool place to do this kind of demonstration. You can also do it via Zoom. And so what are you going to be doing there?
Well, I'm going to cover a few things. Grilling, barbecue tips. We're going to cook up some marinated chicken for grilling. We're going to taste some smoked meats I'm going to bring in. I'm going to do a demonstration on how to trim a brisket for those people who want to do traditional barbecue at home. I'll show them what they're looking for in a brisket, the different parts of it, how to trim it up. We're going to do some smoked Gouda mac and cheese. We're going to make some sauces.
Nice.
We're going to even do some grilled seasonal fruit with a bourbon butter sauce and answer any questions that anybody has.
Bourbon and butter are the two most important food groups.
I was like, bourbon butter on anything sounds good.
Oh, yeah.
Give me a piece of bread.
What were you going to say before?
I was going to say grilled pineapple.
Pineapple can be good.
I love grilled pineapple. We had a lot of it in Hawaii. I wasn't really a big fan of it until I tried it. And now that I've tried it, I want to do it at home. I'm just getting weird about it. But I also learned something. If you ever get a pineapple that's not very sweet, add a little bit of salt to it. It brings out the sweetness.
Oh, wow.
Look at him. Look at the big brain on Sean.
I've got a food secret tip for you when we get to the next break.
Wow, look at you. Let's get one of you. We were talking about fangirls earlier when it comes to the CNN and Dr. Fauci. Here's a Boulevard fangirl, Tia Gloria. What's up, fangirl?
David Martin.
Hello,
Tia.
I miss you.
I know. We've been out of town most of the month, but we're back. You know, David, you were a long drive on the Prince, and you're an even longer drive on Speedway, but we don't forget you, and we find you. And the food is fabulous. And I remember a couple of birthdays ago that Teddy bought tons of food from you and threw a big barbecue birthday. And people were just stunned. All of a sudden, these rooms that had been full of laughter and everything were totally quiet. And I said, what's the matter? And they said, this is so good. Yes.
If you can get Tia Gloria's crew to shut up because of the food, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that was very good. But I wanted to talk about the people David hires. Because as nice as he is, as pleasant as he is, this big bear of a guy, you always hire these very sweet, kind, do you need anything else? How can I help you? How's that food tasting? Very caring people. And I don't know how you do it, but I thank you for that.
Well, you're welcome. And food is a service industry, and service is customer service. So we want to take care of customers. We want to make you as comfortable as possible.
Tia Gloria, what's your favorite couple of things at Boulevard you and Teddy are getting?
I had the brisket, of course, but I had never had hush puppies. And Dave said, you got to try these, put some on the table. And I looked at him and I thought, what the heck is that? I am now an addict. I am an addict to the Boulevard Barbecue hush puppies. They really are crazy good. I can't live without them anymore.
Awesome. Gloria, thanks for the nice call.
Yes.
Thank you, Gloria. And tell Teddy I said hi.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, Boulevard Barbecue on Speedway. They're open this weekend, 11 to 8. Does that sound right, Dave?
Yes.
11 to 8. Go in there. Tell Dave that you heard him on Wake Up Tucson and complete the circle, as we always like to say.
So. Absolutely. It's also a fat kid fave. So.
It is a fat kid. Hashtag fat kid fave. Coming up next, Val Romero running for city council. He sells barbecues. Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice. There he is, Uncle Ted. I love the name of this album. It comes off of Full Bluntal Nugity. Probably one of the best rock riffs in guitar is Stranglehold. So welcome back to the show, Sean McCluskey, the Ted Nugent of real estate, we call him.
Unfiltered for sure.
If you want to listen to some classic interviews that Joe and I did with Ted Nugent, go to our YouTube page because he is unbelievable.
Oh, he's, like I said, unfiltered. He's perfect.
And again, kind of like you, right? There's two speeds, full speed and asleep.
Faster. There's full speed and faster.
Full speed and asleep.
You sleep at full speed and you go faster when you go faster.
Good morning to Val Romero. How are you doing, buddy?
Excellent. How are you doing today, Chris?
Not too bad. I need you to get closer to that mic, right on the middle of it. Even right be rude. Have it right between me and you. Excellent. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you are an independent running for Ward 6.
Yes, I'm an independent running for Ward 6, but it is a citywide election, so ward doesn't matter come the general election. It's a citywide election.
That's true. And you are an actual real bona fide business owner in this town.
I've been in business since 1995.
And what's your business?
Arizona Grill and Hearth. We specialize in outdoor barbecue kitchens, all the outdoor grilling equipment. We also do fire pits and fireplaces for new home construction, as well as our own line of barbecue spices, sauces, and seasonings.
Like right there by 1001 North Jerry, right?
10045 North Jerry, behind the Dunn Edwards.
I manage the property right there, and that's why I know the address. I drive by all the time. I'm like, hey, I know Val.
Yep, that's me.
And you have a beautiful outdoor kind of area that you're showing off your stuff. I remember I first got to see it when I emceed that event for election season last mm-hmm. year at your place.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a lot of space and...
Yeah, I was going to say he also held the Picture Rocks cooling and heating little family get together.
Oh, that's right. They're doing the cooking, the barbecue class.
Yep, smoking classes over there as well, too.
And you're having an event there tonight.
Yes, tonight actually is one of our fundraising events. We'll be having our event from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock tonight. It's going to be $50 per person, but it'll be well worth it. We'll be doing tri-tip shrimp, garlic mashed potatoes, asparagus, and whatever else I decide I want to smoke tonight.
What's for dessert?
You know, I don't know, smoked. More tri-tip.
So you live in this town for a while.
I've been here for 50 years.
Why are you running for city council in this interesting, beautiful city?
When I was looking at the upcoming elections, and I saw that we're going to have more of the same. It was very disheartening to me. It's like, why doesn't somebody do something? So right after I said that, there was a song that came on the radio. It was a song by Matthew West. And in the song, it said exactly that. God, why don't you do something? And then the chorus comes up. I did. I created you. And I was like, are you sure you're talking to me? You should be talking to somebody else. But I had kind of a conversation and heart-to-heart with my creator and said, someone's got to do something and I'm going to step up.
Awesome. So what have you learned so far? As Sean ran for office.
I'll tell you what he learned so far. So far, he's learned that he's a little bit crazy.
Everybody's learned that now.
He's a little bit sleep deprived.
Yes.
He's a little bit battered and beaten. And he is in it for the long haul.
He doesn't look battered and beaten to me.
Oh, no. He looks happy. But, you know, that's because he's like me. He's that kind of guy that where, you know, you thrive on that stuff. Go ahead and attack me because it's just going to make me stronger and thrive a little longer.
Nail on the head. I couldn't have said it better, but you're exactly point on.
And you keep putting out your signs.
I keep putting out my signs.
Yeah. When they take them down, you put out five more. They take one down, five go up. They take those five down, 50 go up. And then all of a sudden it says it's Valramiro Boulevard because we're just going to blast you where you had it. They did it to me on the south side, and I got even. 100 signs went up on that street, and they couldn't take them down.
You're speaking right out of my mind right now. You're blowing me away.
So as a guy, you know, raising your family here, you know, you built a business here. What are the challenges for the business owner and the individual in this town that as you get on the council, hopefully you can ease the suffering on? What are those challenges for the? And you're right in the middle of town. I mean, you are in the heart of it. Where your business is. So. Tell me.
Well, there's a lot of things. Again, I'm invested in this community. I love Tucson. I'm a dad, and my daughter just turned 28. I've got a granddaughter who's turning 5 here in August. As you mentioned, I've got my business. I'm a member of many associations around Tucson, Tucson Association of Executives, Southern Arizona Home Builders Association, SABA, Marana Chamber. So there's a lot of organizations that I've been part of within our community. I really do care about our community. I love our community. I remember the time we were a much more vibrant community and everybody was more, you know, the divisiveness that the city has created, unfortunately, with our mayor and council is not what the city of Tucson is about. We are a loving, kind community that look out for each other, that take care of each other. We support everybody that wants to succeed in our community. I want to bring that back within, the issues that are happening, whether it be public safety, whether it be infrastructure infill within our city and supporting local business. Those are all things that I'm very strongly, you know, invested in and want to support those things to create this positive, vibrant Tucson that we used to have.
So you talk about this once and future Tucson, right? This vibrant place. What has this council over the last so many years? It's a variety of characters. What have they done or not done to blow up the dream of the once and future Tucson?
You know, in this past year's probably been the worst, canceling, you know, the Winter Haven, the rodeo, gem show. What do we have to do to make sure we bring those back and make sure that they're more effective moving forward and create more a vibe to get people to come on back? The things that we used to have here, we need to make sure we get them back. One of the other things that has kind of left us is the movie industry. We used to have a lot of that, and it also helped out our hospitality within our community. And when you support local businesses, the majority of the money stays here with our local businesses or within our community. You know, Home Depots and Walmarts have their place, but as long as we support our local businesses, that's kind of the heart of the community as far as the money that stays here, because we're helping friends, neighbors, because they do have jobs here. They have their families here. And it helps for a positive community. And then one thing we also need to work on is the labor force within the city of Tucson. Right now we have, even within trades, we don't have the quality work talent to retain a lot of business here in the city of Tucson. We need to figure out a way to recruit, have our youth that are here now. How do we train them to have these high-end jobs so they're not leaving the city of Tucson?
Yeah. Oh, for me, it's simple. I mean, he's hitting everything that I ran on 11 years ago or 10 years ago. You know, the public safety issue is far and it's foremost the number one aspect that nobody's paying attention to. We've been short-staffed for 11 years. We just had a huge influx of people move into the city. Well, not necessarily into the city, but the surrounding areas. So at this point, every police force, Sahuarita, Green Valley, Pima County Sheriffs, Oral Valley, Marana, and especially Tucson. Tucson's probably gotten hit twice as hard as everybody else because they were already understaffed. But with all the influx of people we have, now you were already short-staffed. Now you're extremely short-staffed. There's not enough money in the general fund to fix it because they don't appropriately spend things, and that should be the number one goal. We've had a shooting every day for the last 5 days. We've had people get picked up and caught every day, it seems like. We made national news, for God's sakes. And then our mayor and our police chief get on there and say, oh, we have a public safety problem. Hey, lady, you've been in office for 11 years. No kidding. Chief, you started this problem. You have a fundamental problem. There's a morale problem in the police department. We need a new police chief. We need somebody who's going to come in and be a man of the people, of the police force, not a man of the community of whatever the hell the du jour of the day is that they want to go, whatever social justice media platform they want to get on. So that's my thing. But, I mean, Val, you're hitting it right where it's supposed to be. How do you overcome the fact that 70% of the city of Tucson as a whole typically votes just by seeing the D and they vote for them? They don't care, but they don't find out about you as a person. They don't find out about your issues. They just go, oh, this person's a Democrat. I'm going to vote for them because they've always voted that way. They've done it for 30 years. We've had one Republican mayor who really wasn't a Republican. We had one Republican city council member, Kathleen Dunbar, back in the day. She was great. Love you, Kathleen. Steve Kay was a Republican who got elected and then got Stockholm Syndrome and switched. How do you break that mold?
So there's a lot of things being an independent candidate. Looking at the amount of people that are registered voters within the city of Tucson, over 30% are registered independent or no party preference. That tells me a lot that there is political homelessness, that they do not want to be associated with a certain party one way or another. And yes, I understand you've got that demographic of voter who only votes party lines. And unfortunately, that is true. In all city elections, the max amount of people voter turnout was 41% in any citywide election. That's this last one was 39.5 or something like that when mayor and council in 2019. If I can get that complacent voter, which I believe they're not a complacent voter anymore, they're upset. And there's people that are looking for change. If we can turn that around and get people out to vote in this election, I feel I can get enough I's, R's, D's, and L's to change things up within the mayor and council. I truly do believe this. I have people reaching out to me with their grievances, wanting to have a discussion with somebody that will listen. You know, current mayor and council has kind of forgotten the charter of City of Tucson. Citizens of the City of Tucson are in control. Below them is mayor and council. Right now, they're not looking at that part of the city charter. They are looking at themselves first and then just telling the people, citizens of Tucson, what they think is right and wrong for them. That is not the way that it's going to happen. I believe I can create change within our mayor and council. I can be the catalyst that helps push us. I can be the perspective that says, no, this is not how all the city of Tucson believes. This is a perspective that a lot of the people of the city of Tucson wants you to see. And I'm going to be that voice that's going to make sure that I speak for the citizens.
Well, the good thing is you got a good last name for this town. what's your website for your campaign?
It's val-romero.com.
And then you have, is that where they go to sign up for this event tonight?
So actually for the event tonight, if you've got Facebook, it's easier that way. I put a link on there last night. So you go to Val Romero for City Council on Facebook. Otherwise, you can go to the website and navigate through it, but it's easier through the Val Romero for City Council.
Because there's going to be a bunch of listeners who might want to go tonight who are not Facebookers. So
yeah, so if you can't get it on Facebook, then you can go to the website. It's just a little bit harder to navigate.
What do they do when they get there?
So there's a donate now button, and then there'll be something that gives you to donate now, and then also to the sign up for the event.
Gotcha.
I was going to say, you qualified for your matching funds. Can you accept donations tonight so they can get you more matching funds above and beyond the $50?
Yes. So what I found out actually from the city clerk's office was after they confirm, everything's retroactive. So anybody that's paid, given donations prior, will also be matched. So yes, tonight or moving forward, we're accepting donations. We know we're going to need a lot of money for this campaign to succeed. So any donations can also be done on theval-romero.com.
So let me explain that real quick. You can double down, folks. If you give them if you give them 10, the city gives them 10, you technically gave them 20. If you give them 500, you technically gave them 1,000 because you're going to get matching funds. So give as much as you can, because obviously he sounds like a good, sharp guy. He's got the perfect name, Val Romero. If you don't have your name, you don't have your picture on anything, the city can't figure out who you are, what you are. You don't, whether you're a boy or a girl, and you got the perfect last name because you're, you know, dragging off somebody else's coattails, which is perfect.
We'll take it in this town.
Absolutely. Any way you can.
Any way you can.
Kicking, screaming, clawing, scratching. We're getting there.
Well, Val, it's good to see you again.
You as well, Chris. Thank you.
Good luck. Keep up the fight.
Awesome. And aloha.
Aloha. And we'll see it. Hopefully, you guys can get there tonight. $50 is going to be a hell of a dinner tonight. And he's going to do, are you doing tri-tip and shrimp?
Tri-tip, shrimp, garlic mashed potatoes, asparagus.
That's the best fundraiser you could probably go to. So, all right. Good luck, my friend.
Hey, thank you so much.
All right, Sean and I free-forming for the rest of the day. Nothing but trouble. Keith Emerson was in a band before ELP. It's called America. It's called The Nice. Sorry. The song's... you know what I mean. All right, little Nirvana on a N kind of Friday, hanging out with Sean McCluskey.
How's it going?
Free-forming for the rest of the show. Nothing but trouble, Sean McCluskey.
Nothing wrong with that.
Tell me about, we had this story. Okay, so the guy who, the Sunday shooter guy, is dead. Died yesterday.
The shooter died?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he did. Yesterday.
Oh, well, never mind. I'll behave. I'll keep that comment to myself.
But here's the interesting story. KVOA, Digging Deeper.
They came out with it 6 months ago?
This is the Lupita Murillo story about how they're going back and investigating a fire.
From 6 months ago.
So what's the connections you're hearing
okay,
on this?
So what I know about this is I've got a friend who played football with this gentleman who just died.
Okay.
He was the shooter. And we're going to call him the shooter because I don't want us to ever say his name in public ever. But the shooter, 6 months ago, lost his mother. The exact same way he lost his girlfriend or wife in the fire that he created. His mother, he lived a few blocks away, and she had a fire in her home. And she called him instead of calling 911 first. Then he called 911. He went over to the house, tried to save her. She died in the fire. Same thing happened to his wife, but I think he set the fire, and he may have killed her prior to the fire. And then, of course, you know the events that took place.
So this was his wife or his girlfriend?
Yeah, one or the other. That died.
Significant other?
Yes, we'll call that.
Okay.
In basically the same fashion that his mother died 6 months ago.
Interesting.
But everyone that knows him, that I know... And there's three people in my circle of friends that know him, say that he was a little off.
Right.
And even when the guys played football, they wouldn't really associate with him because he was a little off.
Okay.
And we'll call him off. But that's a situation where mental health should have reached out and, you know, helped out a little bit. But the chief doesn't care about that. He says he does, but he doesn't practice what he preaches.
Well, again, so remember, according to the mayor, the two reasons this happened was the pandemic and guns.
Okay, well, let's see. The pandemic, she helped perpetuate because, let's see, stay home, don't work, and be cooped up in your house.
Correct.
That's on her, which creates depression, which creates to suicidal tendencies, which creates to abuse, which creates leads to everything that just took place in this house.
Yeah.
So who's to blame for this ultimately?
The pandemic, she's blaming, you know, the Wuhan virus, right? Where in the end... lockdowns by her and the school districts and what they did to kids, remember, they can't take responsibility for any of that. So it's got to be this thing, this globulous thing called the pandemic.
Of course.
And they'll be blaming their fault. They'll be blaming the pandemic for 10 years until the next pandemic.
My question is, when does the city of Tucson actually go back to work? Because they're not working now. If you try to get a permit now, it takes weeks and days. I mean, it's ridiculous.
I want to do one more thing with 30 seconds to go. The gun control aspect is...
aim what you're shooting at?
Well, this guy wasn't allowed to get a gun anyway legally because of Judge Fields, and she's blaming gun control or lack of gun control.
Like I said, aim what you're shooting at.
This is why we have such a crappy media, because no one calls her out on that other than me and Sean. All right, when we come back, there's a story in the Star... that if you're in Arizona, if someone came knocking on your door as a small business to advertise in it, I would tell you to, again, shut the door in their face. We'll do that when we come back. Wake up, Tucson, 10:30 The Voice.